I'm looking at a lot of people here in this room, and I'm assuming that every one of you have already asked Jesus to come into your heart. You've made him your Lord, and you're all Christians. I'm assuming that. But I don't know absolutely, because I'm not God. And I can't see your hearts. I'm thinking of my grandmother. Bless her heart. She's with the Lord right now. I know that. How do I know that? She was born into an Italian family. She was raised a Catholic. And I would say that at no time would she have ever said a sinner's prayer or a beginner's prayer or even know what the words born again meant. But I know in my heart that she loved Jesus. I saw it on her face. I'd go and visit her sometimes, and she'd put her hands together like this and she would pray. She wanted to go back to the Father. She was 93, I think, when she passed away. In the last 2 years of her life, she was bedridden. And I'd go and visit her and she would make the sign of the cross and put her hands together. Jesus. I knew that she was born again. She didn't have to have a label across her chest to say that. Now, I was raised a Catholic as well. And as a child, thank God, I had an understanding of God because I had instruction as a child. And I'd sit there on those wooden pews and all this noise would be going around me, the prayers, and I knew nothing. I didn't understand any of it. And it wasn't until later in my life, when I went back to church with my mum and took her to the church, that I realised that there's something that they do in every church service which is just so excellent. And it's the Apostles' Creed. I'm going to read it to you. And in some churches, they say the Nicene Creed. And this one says, I believe in God the Father, Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, which means, by the way, the universal, all-encompassing church, not just the Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. There were two very, very important points in there. One, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. So in that prayer, they confess Jesus as Lord. And then it says, on the third day, he rose again from the dead. Another very, very important point. Now, it's so important, those two points, because we must be born again. And it's not me standing up here saying that. This is Jesus saying it. He says in John chapter 3, verse 3, he says, this is Jesus talking to Nicodemus. He says, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And then he says also in verse 7, so don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm just looking at the verse. Verse 23, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. Why did I say that those two parts of the Apostles' Creed was so important? That you must call Jesus your Lord and make him your Lord, not just say that. And you must believe that he rose from the dead. This is why. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, it tells us. I'm going to start from verse 8 though. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth, what do the Catholics do when they stand in church and they read that Apostles' Creed? My parents did it. My grandmother did it. I did it and I didn't even know what I was doing. Confessing with your mouth. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's how I know my grandmother and my grandfather and my mother and my dad are with the Lord right now. But not everybody gets an opportunity to read the Apostles' Creed. That's why it's so important that we give people an opportunity, that we give people an invitation to say out loud who they think Jesus is and ask him into your heart, do you believe that he died and rose again? Do you believe that he died and rose again? That he is the Lord and you make him Lord? It doesn't talk about having to confess a big long string of sins. It talks about who Jesus is, our Lord, and that he rose from the dead. So I have an invitation for you. And this invitation is for anyone here in this church and for anyone who's watching online, that if you're not 100% certain that you are what we say born again, if you want to use that term, or in a relationship with Jesus, or have him living in your heart, then say this prayer with me. Because when we confess out of our mouth and believe in our heart, those two very important things, you will be saved. Like my grandmother and grandfather and mother and father. Father God, thank you for sending your Son Jesus. I believe that he died on the cross and rose again to new life. Father God, I ask Jesus to come into my heart. I know he is already my Saviour, and now I want to make him my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart and giving me a brand new spirit. And from this moment on, I am your child, Father God, and I have my eternal destination with you, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. If I said that prayer too quickly, you can always re-watch this video and say it. It's so, so important. It's the most important decision you will ever make in your entire life. To know, to have absolute certainty that you have your eternal destination with Jesus. If there was anyone in this room that had that question in their heart, am I really born again? Do I have my eternal destination? Perhaps you prayed that prayer with me silently while I was saying it. You can always come up and see me afterwards. And I just want to give you a big hug.